This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. No one likes a rent increase, but according to data released by the New York Federal Reserve, rent increases have been highest for those least able to pay. Marketplace's Sabri Benishor has more.
According to the New York Fed, the highest rents in the U.S., on average, haven't changed that much recently. But for the places with the cheapest rents, where the poorest Americans live, average rent inflation has been 16% per year.
Well, it's not surprising.
Paul Habibi is a real estate lecturer at UCLA. He says low-rent units don't make much money.
The rents don't support the cost of new construction.
Developers build where they can turn a profit. That increases supply and keeps rents from rising as much. In communities where rents are low, it's the opposite. And then there may be something else.
What we've seen since 2004 is no increase in homeowners, whereas of millions of increase in renters.
Susan Wachter teaches real estate at the Wharton School. It's become harder to own a home, so people rent.
And that is driving the demand side of this equation.
Chris Mayer is professor of real estate at Columbia. He says all of this emphasizes something many people know.
There's this group of people in this country who are facing really significant challenges, and this study adds to the evidence.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishor for Marketplace.